Hello, everyone. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to KYUK this afternoon. This is a special call-in show. We're discussing the Mulchatna caribou herd. I'm your host, Anna Rose MacArthur, and I'm joined by my co-host and translator, Peter Achek.
Yes, Kuya Anna, kanakpaka unagun mani chalito kay Anna Rose MacArthur chalis ilang tukuk ka mas kulak ng kanakpaka tuntun ng kanakatakutta.
We're discussing the Mulchatna caribou herd today because the herd is half the size it was 3 years ago. In 2016, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game surveyed the herd and estimated there were over 27,000 caribou. When they did their next estimate this summer in 2019, they estimated there were less than half the number there was 3 years ago, only 13,500 caribou. Now, to help conserve the herd, state and federal managers have tightened hunting regulations, limiting the bag limit to one caribou. In Game Unit 18 on federal lands, that caribou must be a bull, and the hunt is limited to federally qualified local subsistence users.
What nak? Amalagni makutuntuta nakslamkiki amshatsko tagomkoku akakunlok na nakshatniki.
And we're holding the special call-in show today to discuss these regulatory changes, to answer your questions, and also to hear what you've learned about caribou and caribou hunting. Join the conversation by calling in 543-2756 or
1-800-995-8954. Ilamta chalika chikakut makut alakut takut chalisu. Im spitin chal nichuk chikukuta 543-2756-1-800-995-8954.
And we have a packed studio here today, joined by many special guests. We have three people currently in the studio. Will you please go around the table and introduce yourselves?
Good afternoon. This is Ray Bourne. I'm the acting refuge manager at Yukon Delta Refuge, and I'm working with the in-season manager on the Mulchatna caribou herd management. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Aaron Moses. I'm the subsistence coordinator here at Yukon Delta Refuge.
Good afternoon, Yukon Delta. This is Alyssa Nadine Rogers. I am the Madam Chair of the Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Advisory Council for the Federal Subsistence Board. Thank you.
And joining us over the phone, we have the federal in-season manager for the Mulchatna caribou herd, Kenton Mose. Kenton, have you been able to join us?
I have, Anna Rose. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. And again, my name is Kenton Mose. I am the in-season manager. I'm also the acting refuge manager at Togiak National Wildlife Refuge down here in Dillingham.
Well, thank
you. Great to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. And please join the conversation with your caribou questions or caribou knowledge by calling 543-2756 or
1-800-995-8954. Dillingham, I'm Carl Kenton. Sound like Mose?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Im ilaga ka kut kanh sudit hunna. Dagam ka spchining nichu ya ko kut chali ikai ulta na sun rit ka spchining magut care but kasayo kut chatning chali so number chal pin kluki 543-2756-1-800-995-8954.
Kenton, I'd like to start with you a couple questions. As the federal in-season manager, you have the authority to change the bag limits on the hunt for federal lands, also to close the hunt early on federal lands. From discussions I've heard, that the state and the federal managers are looking deeper into the Mulchatna herd. They're asking questions, devoting more resources. What is currently going on with the herd in terms of the questions that managers are asking and the resources they're devoting?
Sure. Well, first of all, we're working with the state of Alaska. We want to work closely with them in our decision making, but also working closely with the tribal entities and recognizing their need also for subsistence needs. So we're trying to make a decision that is well informed, and that will obviously, the one thing that we're looking at is doing what's best for this herd for the future. What it comes down to is we want this herd to be sustainable for future generations. So this isn't a short-term the decision that we're going to be making is short-term, but we're looking at long-term implications. So that's what we're trying to do is gather information to make best decisions possible.
Aguna apta watin ga makuning makutuntut malchat na hurt ami witalgita kaisun pisatning masayo kutsetning im chali so watin chin ikhlitkatning tu chungas put mani piso kamta watin ga kanhtokam kutkoka amani tuntut malchat na mi kuyung kalgita kutkoki имиклихт палхута алкунааманг залил майхук жоквигкайт жоквигкайта чам пифкалхат китаваадн залил ахтаккалкууханика стейт оф аласка пит клукуталиту цагуам хоохтаканнера илпти писухтни макутта макунератуутулхути атуутси тунтунингэрэтутси тамаана цалахтаккануунилуку пилхачалеилуу наллунэритуктуттуаллаат май чаллаагаат макут кайлуккаппик макут тунтут тунтут а имик лэлхаттамаатум тунгинун чал май агунахоқтивуунэркапут питклуку чал ахтақаклуку тамаакут макут кингуллаап нэриумалхкаатуут туучумалхкатлу макун тунтун ватэн асиннэракунхуллаа тақуутнаақут май тамаакул май им алахкут май таваатн такуутлеккайт лпутиинеккулути.
And Kent and Mose, can you be more specific? You said, you know, the departments, the both state and federal, are really trying to gather as much information as possible as they can about this caribou herd. What specific information is being gathered?
The state currently is working on a it's not a management plan, but a report to the Board of Game, within that will be management objectives, somewhat fine-tuned, and so we're waiting to hear from that. That should be coming out to us very shortly, but we're also looking at harvest, what's going on with the harvest, conditions, and so forth. Because what it comes down to it right now with the population estimate that we have, any over-harvest is going to be detrimental. And the idea is not only to recover this herd, but to do it in a timely manner. So we want to make decisions that will provide some opportunity, maybe not as much opportunity as people would like, and we understand that. We get it. But we want to make the best decision so that this herd will not only recover, but recover quickly.
Apta watin chaneng chaneng kok spinas magutuga chalil gitap loki chaneng mai taku tinak si chaneng su kaisun pilkat ng matum kingwa kun taukiwa amum kent nam kiwa watin ukutuk state chali ango ektita. Mae tamana mae man notni witaqtu yugvelukku suqaasn pilqkatn chalit ukutuq state and board of game at my itivako wani ka tainakto ko kaiso kapik pichak na tam kaiso kapik at tamatum pich ayok ka ng chali watin chali am start chat am kut mal chat na mi tuntuta am im watin ko piso ko pa piso siya sa kaito tamana akchak ka o kaling naknilo ko tal tam im am ikli siya sa kaito tamakot tal slati ko tao asin kuhat nun takot naknilo ting mahal sinun man na tayt ka.
We have a caller. Oh, our caller just dropped, but hopefully you will call back in and join the conversation by calling in. The numbers 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. We also have in the studio, as he introduced himself, Ray Bourne, the wildlife manager here at the Yukon Delta Preserve. One aspect of this hunt will be an increased law enforcement effort because there are these tighter restrictions on caribou. What will that mean for Unit 18 and this Yukon Delta Refuge?
And this is Ray Bourne, the acting manager here at Yukon Delta Refuge. What that's going to mean is we're putting a regional priority on this for our enforcement activities out here. So we'll see more aerial surveys. We'll see more officers out on snow machines, again, trying to ensure we've got compliance with this additional change in the regulation. So we're working really hard to work with everybody to understand what's going on. We'll have more officers, you know, having a discussion next week to figure out what our approach will be in the upcoming couple of months. Thank you.
Bani Muskuluknia Atanakat, what Nuk set Managato, Tanksuku Ilakanichikatato clutes that the Matum Tunginun, Charlie so Akut Ayaga Chakluting Tangvia Tungunaksuki, Taring Naksuku, Makut Ting Suited Tunhayak Chikut, Tangvak, Makut Tangvaloki, Tuntu Charlie so Nunakun Sukhas, no machine at Kun. Tal ta usagachi qata makutumi kinoroloki bisqatna.
And Ray Bourne, is there a number of officers yet decided of how many will be patrolling this refuge?
I know Kent and I are still talking about that, what that number will look like. But again, we're working in conjunction along with the ADFNG and as well as the wildlife troopers to kind of work together. We did a patrol yesterday with a wildlife trooper just to kind of look and see what's going on out there. So we're working together with the state folks as well.
Tamanagatarin kring naknilukuto, pitkanugato kasakapgam skan tamana, tamanukto takuskunukunasunachuk.
And we have our first caller, Henry Ticking from Out Mouthluck. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon, yeah. Huinga, tamakutamani, kaputa, watna, akawani. Tangomat ni Kerbul is huyak sinilra apaulo ka kanang isakkan ni Tlashok. An awani Kerbul tam spes huyak sinit maani si Kuskuk si Mawati. Tawam ko kilunot ki chat ni tamakot kilunot nang lukin rasuit. Skap sukiyus kumi kamil sawani Siva Kamukatini took Fakhtelikwita. The man is a hooksak sitting careful, ilako, quilling a chuck sukito, to cook silky, to knock a hook to an angluton. I want to my matumasin careful, comes to Suyak street, need less than comes to Suyakutuk. Matumasin careful title. Salimal taman ng skaksuko, kaya magawa ni tangsay tukut. Tukun taman, awan ni ingrit nun ni tiyam
Our elder from at Marshock, Thunder Village, you know, I was good to have him around and to speak on behalf of our people. He said he was, from his observations since he was young, many years ago, there were a lot of caribou roaming around the delta, and then even some were in the tundra area between here and like Chivak area, Chukwukchuluk area around. Even they were roaming out that way too. But as time passed, you know, more wolves were going after these game, and then sometime later after they started getting more in numbers, the wolves, the caribou started declining, and then in fact declined so much that they were probably pretty much wiped out by the wolves. In short, he's saying that do not blame our people. Do not blame the people of, you know, of this area that they are overhunting them. He said it's more likely the wolf that are decreasing these numbers, and that they need to be paying attention more to the wolves rather than putting all of your attention to the people that are hunting these. So in short, that's kind of what he said.
Thank you, Henry, for calling in. Please join the conversation by calling in with your knowledge, with your thoughts, with the experience you've had with caribou, or with questions you have. Numbers are 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. We also have Alex on the line from Bethel. Hello, Alex. Oh, Alex has dropped off the line, but please call back, Alex. And it seems like Henry was getting at one of the speculated reasons of why has this caribou herd declined? What are the reasons that are currently being considered, and what's attributed to this dramatic drop?
Kenton might be the best one to answer that question. He has the expertise on his refuge.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I think there's a number of things, trust me, we're not blaming the users. That's not the whole point of this. There could be a number of things, though, that are contributing. Absolutely, predation could be one. Disease could be one. The makeup of the herd, age dynamics and so forth can be contributing. There's a number of things. But what it comes down to is we're in a situation where the numbers are low. And so, we need to do what we can to help recover this herd. And one of the things that we can do is decrease harvest. I just moved down from Galena, the Western Interior area, and, we always have a lot of conversations about predators as well. And, I encourage people to get out and do their part as far as controlling predators as well. That is part of subsistence, and the subsistence lifestyle is to assist us managers with some by getting out and doing those activities such as trapping and or hunting of predators. We encourage that as well.
Okay. What napta chin hook my chan hook puk look cheeky makutun to take slitting. Aguma makan kiwa. Charlie, what in you nun at sat nun mani pisut stat nun mana pin retni locut, tangvanitin lutin tawat and tawam cook. What in apsuyaka chini tunil rani, what in spetiko kuyan sekuchi lagos kuchi, makuning iklein a threatening pisuk that kalunrunning hook my ilang sikufti pisokufti. I'm sick of water at a coach across the local canoe.
And it seems like Alex has called back. Hello, Alex from Bethel.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, this is Alex Nick. I'm not sure who I'm talking to because I just turned on the radio not too long ago. And based on what I heard on the radio, you wanted to know more about the Molchatna caribou herd, what's happening to it. Is that correct?
That's right. Thank you, Alex. Yes, we're here discussing the herd, regulatory changes, and what you know about it. Please share with us.
Well, I don't know very much about caribou, but based on what I heard from people who reside in the Delta and the testimonies that we've heard during the time I worked with Fish and Wildlife Service up until 2013. One thing that made me wonder about Molchatna caribou herd is why it's called Molchatna caribou herd when there used to be a killbuck herd as well. Mm-hmm. I heard a question, I'm not sure what the answer was, but I heard one time during one of the local people who asked questions about caribou during the discussions of, I believe it was discussions of special action request for change of seasons, what happened to killbuck caribou herd. I think the question I would have at this moment is, what percentage of that Molchatna caribou herd is considered as killbuck caribou herd these days? Hello?
Yes, oh, yeah. I think we're trying to figure out the best person to answer that question for you.
Okay. Hi, Alex. This is Ray Bourne. I'll take a shot at that. It seems that the Molchatna caribou herd and a killbuck caribou herd merged several years ago, and now they're kind of being managed as just one herd, which is good for the caribou because it gets a little more diversity in their genetics, so they have a better chance of survival. So that's the way we're looking at it right now. It's kind of all one herd at this time. Thanks.
Okay. One other question, then I'll shut up and listen, okay?
Okay.
During the time I worked with Fish and Wildlife Service, I understand that the fact that every fall there's a herd of caribou that migrates from north of Kuskokwim to south of Kuskokwim near Crooked Creek, right below Crooked Creek. I'm not sure what that mountain is called, but do you happen to know what herd that is? Migrating
I have somebody else who's local knowledge jumping in.
Okay.
Hi, Alex. It's Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that the Mulchatna caribou herd, ever since it merged together, it's all been considered one big giant herd. So even though it's a fall migration that goes through, it's still considered the Mulchatna.
Well, it seems like it's confusing a lot of people in the Delta as well as other regions like regions that reside in 17A.
Mm-hmm. And also 9A. There's units 9A, 9B, 9C, 17A, 17B, 17C, 18, 19A, and 19B. That's all considered a Mulchatna caribou herd. And there are some caribou that reside just in their specific areas, but majority of the herd migrates all the way through those units. In units 19, 17, they also in 9, they have herds that consistently stay there year round and they don't really migrate, but they're still considered a part of the Mulchatna caribou herd. So they all mesh them all into one big giant herd. And in our regulations, all the regulations are the same based on all the units, so that they can manage it all as one big giant herd. Back in the day, we used to have split management, where one unit would have a separate regulation compared to having a whole unit regulation.
Yeah, why not call it Mulchatna Yukon Kuskokwim herd? The reason why I say that is because Mulchatna River is a 160-mile river, I believe, that's branching off of Nooshigak River over in Dillingham area. And the little herd that used to be called the Kilbuck Caribou herd is probably part of that herd now, so that, you know, and the people who are residing in this area, like Quislook, or in the Kuskokwim area as stakeholders of those herds. Mm-hmm. And I think what I would suggest is that, you know, I'm sorry to miss that Yukon Kuskokwim RAC meeting because I was busy. But in the future, maybe that needs to be on their agenda, so that they could talk about special action requests or for changes that the federal and the state government needs to do. I'll shut up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. This past meeting that we had, it was on our agenda, and we also had meetings throughout this fall in regards to this caribou. We had teleconferences. We had discussions with tribal entities, government entities, and then also it was on the Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Advisory Council's agenda. And the same day that we started our meeting, the Federal Subsistence Board had taken action. So that's where we're at right now.
Great questions, Alex, and I'm sure there are questions on many people's mind. Peter?
Yes, I'll make this short because we do have a caller waiting. Aguna Chikpak Makan Kalachtok Mam Tritchum Agu Akunangato Kan Ukutap Luke Kan Rusuki Chin Hook Malrungataka Malruyak Sukmani Takuta Tuntut, you know, Kilbak Chali Malchatna heard that Chali. At Tauchukuk Pikunik Kanatka, at Tauchukuk Pikunasino, Asino Nayukuk Manikok, tamakutun tut kanat kakam tkiukutsalmai. Tawatan malikhtat at tautukhlukumai kanot ktsakhtsak nilukumai tawakut tuntut maani huitalgi tawakakakin kilbak tsal malchat na hirta tsalitlo. Aukut kaukut middle kasko kumami huitalgi tamakutsalilakluki at tautulukumani
And we have another caller calling in from Tuluksak is David. Hi, David.
Yeah, this is David.
Good morning.
Calling in from
Tuluksak
is David. Hi, David.
Oh. Read
your nipluki. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Nipik.
Okay. Our caller is from Tuluksak. David is expressing that, you know, the wolves, the predators, the wolf have been reducing a lot of the moose and caribou in our area, and that the people that do go after this moose and the caribou are he's saying that they are not predators, and that he also added that the managers for these food stores, you know, ought to put a little more attention to reducing the numbers of the predators, which are the wolves and probably primary wolf, and even use airplanes to reduce some of these wolves.
Thank you for calling in, and please continue to call in with your comments, with your observations that you've made about the caribou at 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Kenton, can you speak to the predator control programs that are in place?
Sure. The state of Alaska has an intensive management program where they can and have done predator control. Fish and Wildlife Service, especially on refuge lands, unless there's a specific need, and usually it's triggered by almost like the Endangered Species Acts, or if there is introduction of invasive species, like for instance rats on some of the islands, you know, off the Aleutian Chain. That's typically when Fish and Wildlife Service would activate a predator control program. But typically for ungulates and so forth, it would take an absolute emergency for something like that to kick in. So for us, it's a tool, but it's not something that we can use at this time, especially in where we're at, when it comes as far as on federal lands. So, I mean, we understand it. Again, you know, I hear quite often about predator control and the need for it, and you know, again, what we encourage people to do is be part of the solution by being out there, and we appreciate that. Unfortunately, on federal lands, that is something that we cannot do at this time. So,
I'm going to talk what not the kaisin ko makutka im akuta kalunrit wasokat amakuta tuntunun wasokat tuntubagunun tamak tkato kuyo maskating ikisakan sakating ug mani ko ang uwektet nun nautit ni makuta fish US Fish and Wildlife tamakut atu yuita tuktagom kwatin tako takamang tauna nok niloko nok tauna gatao aksakan niloko mai makutik ikli katasrit wasokata makatasrit kita kamut ko tamana nuta na to kuyung akalo ko ang uhtit ko ko nuna tit niyo ko US Fish and Wildlife piyung akalo ko piyung ato ko tawatin.
I do want to speak to just what the state, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, is doing for its predator control. And to do that, I'm just going to quote from a press release they issued about their bag limit changes to this caribou herd. And it says, quote, "The management approach has been to limit predation by wolves on caribou calves by specifically targeting core calving areas for wolf removal. In 2017, this area was expanded to the full 10,000 square mile control area designated by the Board of Game, encompassing all core calving areas in Unit 17.
What in tell woman Kale coming Nako? What in Dakutoka? What Nato Abtran Mana Tunginun? What Nick Trayumachi? Kamagut Kilun Rita Tamakun Pisu Siakata? What in hook? Achtakaluki Ignivetni, we tamakut Tau Satigato Ixagayubat, who Achtakaluki Ignirvik to Ketni, Talisu 2017 ami Tamana, we Tavishat wasoka Ignivat, Ignivitskat, Ang Tuchakaniskat, you have 10,000 square mile Amstariloko. Chalisa Tamana Tamana Gato Ukut Board of Game at Taman Ilakskat Ingomunyani Unit 17 Ami.
And now we're going to another caller from Tuluksak, Noah. Hello, Noah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, I've been listening to the issues that was discussed over the air. Why is it the number are declining? That's the biggest question that has arisen for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not human that consumes it, the product that arrives. There was mention about wolves, and then one of them concluded that the caribous or the reindeers might be sick. Then why are the wolves that consume all multiplying in numbers? And for so many years, we've had the issue brought forth to the table, to the state, and to the federal level. Now it should be discussed on the federal side, state side, and the tribal government that consumes when it comes, when caribou and reindeer comes, we consume it, hunt it. And when we're regulated, we abide by the regulations that are laid out in order to look at the growth of each species that are brought forth over the years. We should really focusing on the ones that are killing it, really. And they're growing in numbers, multiplying in numbers, I mean big numbers. Wolves should be an issue. Thank you very much for taking my call.
No,
I'll hang up and listen.
I have a question for you before you hang up. Have you noticed an increase in wolves around Tuluksac?
Yes, I have. Over the years, I've heard packs of pups howling upriver in Tuluksac within my fish camp. When I don't have a weapon to defend myself from what I hear, I tell my family I'm not going to be sitting here because I hear so many howling. It's not just one area. It's probably up Kuskokwim, up Tuluksac, probably going downriver. I'm not too sure of it. But that's the main reason that I called. So you guys can think about what I just said to you. And on the other hand, I would like to comment. Every now and then, when I go to the store, I buy a caribou meat or reindeer meat along with the caribou jerky. And on the side, let's think about where those chunks of meat were brought from. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'll just hang up and listen. Bye.
What in Sala Agunam Sian Lilagan Noak to Sam Kayagok to Kayagok Kawai Sinra Mat what Nerato Kanaluni Makutun to Chin Ixling Shatting Chal Tamakunun Kalunakanun Achakaluki Piniluki Wang Kutahatu to get Nepis Pis Pinritu could Pinritakokut Tarum Tarakut Kalunrit Mai Tangvanakut Hoktali Suik, Sekanitkat, Tamanak Sakarinilkumai.
And Kenton, I think it's worth repeating of the reasons on the table currently for why the caribou herd is speculated to have had this dramatic decline.
Yeah, sure. To be upfront, we're not exactly sure why, but there are some things that definitely could and probably have contributed to it. Again, predation is one factor. Human harvest is another factor. Potential for disease. Now, we haven't noticed any large die-offs or anything like that, but some disease could weaken caribou, making them easier prey or more susceptible to bad weather events where they you know may not be able to make it through. Age structure. So if you get a lot of older animals, you might not. They may be dying at a greater number from natural causes. But then there's also some climatic things that we're not sure about either. For instance, I know we have seen a lot more wet winters, a lot more rain during the winter. Is it tougher on a caribou that is trying to survive out there that's wet in the wintertime as opposed to 20 below? We're not sure, but those are some things that could be contributing to the decline. So as far as, some things that we've looked at and that our biologists look at is also, calving, on productivity, and so forth. And a lot of the indications are that the numbers aren't real bad as far as production. So production is there. Now, in our composition counts during the more towards the fall, as far as how many calves per 100 cows and so forth, we have seen a decline in the number of calves per 100 cows to the part of the herd that tends to migrate more to the west, so towards unit 18. Those cow-calf numbers are a little bit lower than the group of caribou that tend to migrate towards the east. And we've noticed that that's where more of the problems, population problems are, is towards the west, towards that unit 18. So, but again, there's a number of things. We can't put our finger on one thing, but as far as solutions, there's a couple things we can do. Again, reduced harvest, and again, if we can encourage people to take some predators, that would be helpful as well.
Watten chin hook ikhlat up nriklugu up daum watten hook amlhut hookat tatun richar hook watten chin bil watten iklinget katten iklilgatten watten hook aipagni taima kutkulun rit nretukkait allupisuk pisuuttu itamakut tali so wankuta yuguni mani pisuk pisutut taunai lakluku chale lukai pagni nang tkutum taim piuklu piti kli wasuka chisam matum chale sa aim tau pinakaya kating taim tukutu tau kuta kastaim alkaku nga kamu taim kutukutu chale matum suk chisam takuka chimisi yaska tamat tukai pagni chale tamanai laksungatta watan ko ikhne ja kut kuk makutta ikhne tu ya kut kuk makut ikhne ikhne ret kuk changat ngilinga cha kut ta gom kuk watan chali a uksumi mai tisa sege ya kut ri vi ge ya kluni tamat mu kuk chala kut ri nga che kai klil khatne tamak tuk mai yo ku vi kai ta ri nga kluki kai sun pil khatne mai kuk ta gom Matumi watan rumen kituktlaka pisulkituk wangkut nun ikkachakanilka tamani kayut kunchik chalilu pichi akkun kulunun pisulchi tamana pikanikufchiki chal tamana chali kayut kukoloni.
And we're going to another caller on the line, Robert from Bethel. Hi, Robert.
Hello. Yeah, I was just listening there. You know, there's, when the Malchatna herd come over, I was up there, and I thought Three Step was moving. Is somebody's radio on? I keep hearing echo. Looked at Three Steps and I thought it was moving.
Wait.
You know,
it
can the antler horns.
Okay.
There just should look like trees, but there were 300,000 of them, and over the years, and then they're like the guy said, maybe they're moving out. Too much hunting going on, and Bethel's getting big, and the wolves at night get them, and people, the wolves in the day with the snow machines are getting them. But, you know, and I thought maybe somebody already said something about should be one per household, not one per person, maybe, that cut down. Or another thought is like we did with the moose moratorium. But, and they said the calving grounds might be another predation. There is the bears in the spring that first come out, but there's a lot of things. And I go hunting with a bolt action or a single shot, not these semi-automatics you shoot in. I first few years when the Malchatna herd come up, I'd go up there and I'd see crows and I'd go check them, and there'd be dead caribous shot in the stomach area, or there, the Mayados are, they get fast bullets and people don't need them, and there was a lot of dead caribous all around. But we've got to do something here to it, either one per household or think of a moratorium like we did the moose. I quit hunting caribou because it's declining too fast. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Robert. Bye. Robert?
Yeah?
So are you saying that this season you're choosing not to hunt caribou because of these low numbers?
Am I saying that, or I'm just, advising maybe we should put a moratorium like we did the moose for 2 or 3 years and see how that goes. I said I don't go out hunting caribou no more. By the wolves at night and by in the day by humans, snow goes. That's a little too much. It's got no chance, and they should close the season earlier, not when in late March when they're pregnant. That's a bad idea. Yeah. That's all.
Thank you so much, Robert. Peter?
What? Brown bear tamakuta tamakutal lilang tu nilukitsal tuntut chal wat nutkitlu khuma tu wat piso kamta ilini ahtakaluki ilini khukma kuta tamana katsi mikinakukas chan nutkum nga tuku yumasput wat nakun nga chukan ngaglo tinga kut nutkatul gat khutama kut asi chuna khutam khanin amlkhan qiking itto ta tamani khuyung ka kata chalil chalil khwalluqa agulakhum ta khuqa pisu pisu khkatin tamana kai kayut khunchi.
Kenton Mose, Federal In-Season Manager. As the Federal In-Season Manager, you have the authority to close the hunt early. The most recent caller from Bethel, he was saying that, perhaps having a moratorium or an early closure to the hunt. What would tip the scales in that direction?
Great question. What we're doing is we're looking at reports of animals taken, but we're also considering anecdotal information that we're receiving. So, if we're seeing a lot of people out, if there's overbags or unreported harvest that we're noticing, obviously that's something we're going to take into account as well. And I appreciate those comments because this is exactly what I'm looking for as far as the in-season management is, not only looking at the biology, but also the impact of the users. So, I've had a number of individuals already call and request for immediate closures because they are concerned about the caribou herd. And then suggestions like this are things that I am definitely going to be taking into account. And I appreciate those comments.
Has a number been set for you of a harvest threshold?
We are considering a number of things. I've been talking with quite a number of biologists, both federal biologists as well as state biologists, as far as recommended harvest for a herd with the numbers we're looking at, but also, what's happening with the herd. You know, we're under a declining situation, so if we were seeing an increasing population right now, we could potentially provide for a little more harvest. But with it declining as it is, every animal counts, is what it comes down to. So we're taking all this into account. I'm hoping actually to have some pretty strict guidelines on trigger points where we're going to be making some decisions. Again, we're working with the state as well as I'm working with biologists and also the local users again, we will hopefully be coming up with those trigger points very soon, and we'll go from there. So
what agum kiwa tan my hook set my mana tang of yara at kaisen kapik magut tuntutik sesatin chalisu my two takata pitakata tamano to mix up to make kana look pet my pak chalisu skatu saltamana saltang vagat I pagani umgayagat skatamana saltang vaganiloku chalisal my knees kuniloting a spachining kaisokapik pu manai kayu kayut kasika rugat chita chalisal set watten my cook to me kanskat pikanikatal ila katako could tun to tango street my baka chimi rugatika kasayokutikka.
May I add also that Robert brings up some great points, and this authority that's been granted to me by the Federal Subsistence Board is for this season only. I'm guessing it may be extended. I don't know that for sure. But I think this is something that people need to be thinking about here in the future. Whether it's a moratorium or reduced bag limits to like one a household, as was possibly suggested, or whatever. But these are some things that we should start thinking about now and start talking about now, because these numbers are not going to improve overnight. So this is going to be a longer term management that's going to be required by everybody in order to make this successful. So I'm just hoping people start thinking about that next year and the following year. We may have to do some things that in the short term might not be comfortable, but in the long term will hopefully be beneficial to this herd.
What in ilak what in gato im managato kaisun pitaska wasoka kaisun amstalo kipit piungatis putik saska tamana yak fakanriyungat kok tangsuki magut tuntut iksisat am siyak pagkata chalisu may hukwa kanana hok may wangkuta satunitsutut chal kanana kikok may matum kasun pitkan ng ayok kan chal gamen man na kitugi ngay suku tangkwaktok may chal man na umiyok suku kuk chalisu ilaf chinun kanat suku chal kasun ikayo yung atkatungin ng tamana aksak kanulukmay.
We have another caller from Bethel, Yvonne Waska. Hello, Yvonne.
Good afternoon. I'm 100% with Lekander, what he had to say, along with them other people that called. But what I observe is I had to go more than once with my buddy to thrish the last year and come home skunk. Until my cousin from Tunt called me and said they were on the other side. What we mean on the other side is on the right side.
instead of going to three step. And there was snow then, and there were herds of caribou, and I got mine. And then all of a sudden the snow melted in, I believe, February. And I tried to bring my other buddy out when it all melted and the tundra was blown. Hell, we couldn't even reach where we caught them before because all them lakes were full of water, sloughs, them gullies were running. And I'm surprised at the decline. Why? Because all their feed's available when all the snow melts. And this blanket of snow is helpful because the nature has all that insulation now and covers their feed, lichen and grass, whatever they eat. Now it's insulated. Now they could dig for it. But I'm surprised at the decline. My question is, what's the range on the Malchatna herd? Is it from the bay all the way up to where? Mm-hmm. This is the fish and game. What's the range? The Malchatna range.
Hey, Von. Yeah, this is Aaron Moses. The Malchatna, they go through multiple game units. They go all the way from the coast here, all the way through Unit 18 and up into Units 9 down by Dillingham and Togak, and then all the way eastward into Units 17 and 19. So they have a really large range.
Maybe you could need to do a recount, but on the other hand, I'm surprised at the decline. Because all the snow melts in February and we can't even get to them. And everything's brown, there's tundra and their feed's available. Yeah, Bobby's right, the one that... we should go bull only. Because in March, there's babies in the cow caribou. When's the mating season on that anyway? When do they mate?
Yvonne, It's kind of the same like moose, like in October.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I think we should go bulls only. Because sometimes there's more than one in the feeds anyway. What I observe in March, when we catch the cows, when there was snow, or when we go in March. But I'm surprised that decline, because we can't get to their places, we can't even hunt or go where we know they are, but we can't get to that place. One of the complaints I'm getting from these hunters, young ones too, fish and game, either feds or state, they're harassing them. In other words, they're trying to go down to the timberline, and they're complaining to me about is they're harassing with helicopters and planes. You guys need to stop that. That causes stress and injuries on them too, I guess. Not only in fall, and you guys need to stop that. Especially now when there's no snow. They go where they want to go in the Kashuluk and three-step and elbow trail line. It's their right to go there. When they want to go there, they have to go there. You guys now have no right to harass them and scare them back into the hills. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. And I don't know. I'm glad it's snowing, but I'll go along with bulls only. Okay, good afternoon. I'll hang up and listen.
I'm trying to make me one. You and Emma. Can I talk to one of them? Can not come on. Man, I got to call. Man, don't do. Chin, I got to. Aya ko bakitukat ko kamus tutunak ng sinam ng ayat tut ako tutiling hema kami tawatit kunsal ma kawat kunsal ma wat tutay kuting illait chala watin ibana qanartuqa anguutsaluq tlananguq pitlerka tamaanallin pisuullerka tamaanallin tinguuma mai challa watn makutuq stated anguuttullu arulartar arulart watn tingsuutun walluqa helicopter konala ai pagnita maling aling fkatluttuk aling citaratlu aling tuyunaqut nupleqaqata tingsuutkun helicopter kuntu ai pagnita qimaatullerkait tamaanatsal arulartnaqniluku arulartarkauniluku makunun tumik statnun. Did I miss something here? Koyana Ivan.
And I'd like to add about the plains flying. There's only a select time when we are around the caribou flying. Most of the time it's in July when we're doing our population counts, and then one other time when we're doing composition counts. So we are rarely flying up in the mountains. What we have asked people to do is if they see people harassing caribou with planes is to take pictures because they have big tail numbers and send them to the troopers, because we do not want those caribou to be harassed and get run around by planes. So
what now going to tell you like you go mer nam what now could aling chitagal git ting sudu tun what to helicopter tun tamana ko chumik spakuf chu chumik kuf chu tang khakaf chi lugo arulerlu chi tarnereerlu ki akutin sudut chalilu numberet gung nakhluki tawasnutan state troop run tamana kanot khluku tawatn perkon chak tawat.
And we have another caller. Jack is calling in. Jack is on the Western Interior Advisory Council. Hi, Jack.
Hello. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
And I got a message from Elisa that you were talking about caribou.
Yes, we are.
So, yes, we're very concerned about that Melchatna caribou herd falling by to 50% of what it had been. And so we need to stabilize that herd. And so our council was advocating for some restrictions to be put in place to try to control the amount of harvest so that that herd can stabilize and then start to recover. Once the herd gets below a certain level, it takes a lot longer for it to recover because caribou only have one calf per year. And they usually don't even have a calf until they're 3 years old, effectively. And a cow caribou might only have seven calves in her life, whereas a moose is, you know, if you got 80% pregnancy rates, you can have, like, twin calves 30 to 40% of the time with no snow years. Moose have a lot more reproductive rate. So we saw the moose population explode on the lower Yukon River. That's not going to happen with caribou. We could protect them. If we get them to below certain levels, they might be protected for decades. So we need to stop the harvest or slow the harvest down right now. That's what the Federal Subsistence Board did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jack. Peter?
Yeah, I'm going to check the Western Interior Advisory Council. I'm going to go to the house. Wasokal hakun tama ipagana to ko yung ati ko magut wat nakipiting nakslakat nun ayoko tuyos kumikitun.
One of the main regulatory changes is that the bag limit for the Mulchatna caribou herd has been reduced to one caribou on federal lands of Unit 18, which is where we are, and most of the unit is federal lands. That caribou has to be a bull, and so people have to be able to identify a bull from a female, from a cow. And Alyssa, will you go over how people can distinguish what's a bull and what's a cow?
Thank you, Anna. This is Alyssa, the YK Delta RAC chair. To distinguish a female from a male, if you're from behind on the views, a male will have a heart-shaped white patch on their rear. And then also you would be able to see the testicles. On a female, it would be more of a rectangular white patch. And you'll also be able to see what's called a vulva. If one of the things about antlers is as it being misleading, because the antlers shed at different times of the year, the only reliable clue is the presence of a penis sheath. So when you see them from the broadside, you will be able to see the penis sheath. And you can hold by waiting, because if you still are unsure, you'll be able to see the caribou urinating forward, whereas a female will urinate backwards. If you want more information on how to distinguish, there are pictures and clear distinguishable identification from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Division of Wildlife Conservation. Why restriction harvest to bulls is that when a herd is unstable or in decline, restricting harvest to bulls or mostly bulls allows cows to live and produce calves. Over time, this may allow a population to recover because cows can produce calves and their calves grow into adults to produce more calves. So it's be very important that we're able to distinguish the difference between cows and bulls in the field.
What napta ach im kai son angu challu ta kana challu tin su na son ri chu nga chiu wat na ko mal sam pe ani mis ko lut ni challi to im wat ni ko kut klot ni angu challu ta aguna na luna tu im klot hun im ich chaqo tu na yuq lu ni ta na qatl ga ta wa na tu ayuq tu ni lu ki challi lu una aganachaluk kilotun asakan roluni tauna ayuqtuni luku watnuk chirunritun pinginaqaqamngi malaqqtutku qamlqit tagamchali chal saitaqona channakuntaqku una angu chaluk chirunrat asakkaqau chalilu chalichali Fetzel down a cook suited, Tangsungatsi, Imakinstak of Chiki, Wasoka, Nunaksik of Chiki. Dagom cook magut Aganachalchal Ayok Shitchan Netkun, down Taring Yungatsi, Watten, cook suit, that Shitchalisu, Chalisu, Asaka, Ulu, Kuchtu tuotin, tiutumina kuchakulutin akana chalut, pitu sinneut.
And calling back from Tuluksak, we have David. Hi, David.
Yeah, hi. I'll talk in Yupi.
Yeah.
Kong kutayu kuni play makanganati, tiut. Play makanganata. Nasun ritu tau kut niut sunasuf kenatin. Chain Huang couldn't play Mara and everything that. Makut Huan in Nasun Ritut Tao could Nasuf Knatting. Kais Hukan Rakhtan Rita could Kais and Tokot. Grillen with Makut Petitera with Huang could eat to you in Ritut. Tawam Tokok Pay what to. Tao could Nasuf Knatting.
You know, he broke in a lot of her, spoke some of it in English. I'm sure he kind of figured out what he was saying. You know, he said, in short, he's hearing that you are blaming the hunters or the users of the decline, and that, you know, when actually it is the wolf, you know, who's mostly to blame, and that he don't want to hear anyone saying that they are to blame for the decline.
Thanks for that. I'll let Kenton, he's more in tune with that information. Kenton, if you can maybe talk to that a little bit again. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. You know, again, we're not here to put blame. We're not. That's not what our purpose is here at all. What we're trying to do is identify ways and actions that we can work with users to recover this herd. That's what it comes down to. We're not placing blame on anybody. Please don't take it as blame. At the same time, again, you know, especially if we can keep cows alive and keep as they are producers of calves, you know, that is a one of the best ways, if not the only way, that we're going to improve the population of this herd. So please don't take this as blaming anybody, but we are looking for solutions. So.
Yeah, I want to give a quick little tip on how to handle what Dagom kok mayak takaluku watin sa taring yugya kutuga tari talika yung nakluki gato magutuntut kipsakat ng am sakin na sakit ng tawat ng kuktaon tama na akchakakat may tal magutak na talut ungo sakit ng tal tamatumun taku chugyak niluting dagom wangkut ng ika yung chakchikot Tarin kan kan chalis man malik takut malik takatni.
Yes, also we will be going to the villages, to mainly the Middle River villages, to try to get input from the communities. We'll be trying to get to those villages within the next few weeks, so keep your ears out, and I'll be going to, me and Ray will probably be going to the villages and talking about caribou with the communities to try to get input that they have on what's going on with the caribou also.
What kind of questions will you be asking, Aaron?
What we're trying to look for is to help help Kenton on his side, because he's down there in Dillingham, so we're on this side of the mountain, so we're going to be just asking the communities what their thoughts are on the caribou, how caribou hunting's going, just trying to get their input on how we could better manage the herd through the voices of the communities.
What in kiwa what nuna kanak to gear nak chali tok mani muskulukni what in hook ichiva kumai nunan hookayaga chikuta Sepeti usagaluci talapro tuguluci kas magutuntutungit nun na sepeta mana gato nasunuci talisokasan mana ikay yung atkat ng ikslesat magutuntut tao nagyun na kung nakuci ko ka bisutul gani nun at chorni tama ernan ko kinaso unasalang ayo ka repo nak ayaga ci ko nunanun. So tamana nakayunik na kasi chiva ko tang sketning.
This is Ray. Just one more thing I'd like to say. I'd like to reach out to everybody to please ask you to to register and report. You know, that's what will give us the best information on how we can best manage. And again, we'll be going to the villages asking, you know, what do you know, what do you think, and what are some of the ideas. We've heard some really great things today, and we'll continue to listen as we visit the villages throughout the Kuskokwim Delta. Thank you.
Watan angayokatuna muskulukanaktokwatan watan huka pisokpalaktikato kalaikaning emirtsitamakut pisoksutning tsala tiktani temunang punang valaktita tawatan tamakuni mikakaluti kimikaluki takutakafti tsaltuyoklikipitunarati tsal apkoksniluting tsamung katmatumtunginu nasunitsi tsala
Hi, Waka. Winga Angsta Kyogen. My name is Alyssa Nadine Rogers. I am the chair of the Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Advisory Council for the Federal Subsistence Board. I want to make some closing comments that we have a responsibility as subsistence hunters to sustain and conserve the declining animals, fish, and birds. It is in our blood to protect the resources so we can continue hunting them in the future. That includes harvesting more predators like wolves and bears, especially if we believe that they are the problem. We know we're not the only cause to the decline, but we can help the caribou herd survive and grow in population, just like we had to do with the moose. We ended up in a moose moratorium and we couldn't go hunting. I don't want to see that happen with our caribou. I want to continue conserving our caribou and still have sustainability to go hunting for subsistence uses. But if we have to make the sacrifice to go to a moratorium to save this herd, I will not decline. Once those numbers start to increase, we started to hunt responsibly. Because we followed regulations, we can now hunt bulls for moose. I believe we will return to good caribou numbers, but we have to make the sacrifice for the better good, just like we did with moose. I want to save this caribou herd so we can continue hunting for the caribou in the future. We can't ignore any more warning signs, especially with the warning signs of our elders' teachings. We won't have any more caribou heart to harvest in the future. We as hunters were taught to respect our food and protect it. Help us to protect our resources and our subsistence food, our culture, our tradition, our way of life. Please hunt responsibly, and please hunt more predators. Guyana.
Una kanxtokwatin wa noknilutinga toika yutxpchining otxpchik ikai yutxpchining tali suwatin Pisu singo matikok pisu kuci akun kelun keneng cala tan galin cale so brown bear ng tamakun kok tak pisu kane kuci kasin royak tuk cale cala tang sumi tuh matum care pum pisu kapat aku lekt kan tamatung tang tang suni tuk tagom kumai watan Makut iklin khat managato iklir askunam iklir katamana akchakonilu kuma echal akuchibulam tapitul khat mana lichas kakut modern makut chatn kabut pisuk kabut kikchikluki perkoniluki chalichal spuchini kaung chakniluting matu mana pirtlhkan tuntutik khat amsring nakhkatn lu
And that's all we have time for this afternoon. Thank you to everyone who called in with their questions, with their comments, with their observations and their knowledge about caribou in this region. Thank you to our guests who joined us from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Ray Bourne, Aaron Moses, and then over the phone, Kenton Mose from the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta Regional Advisory Committee, Alyssa Nadine Roger, of course, Peter Achek, co-host and translator, And I'm your host, Anna Rose MacArthur. Thank you for listening to KYUK, for joining us this afternoon. This entire show will be rebroadcast tomorrow at the same time. It'll air from 1 to 2:30 p.m. You'll also be able to find it online. Thank you, Koyana. Have a great afternoon.
Mogas ko sa utipin na ito si Koyana.